Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile. That ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the new covenant Gentile Christian anointing to become what Paul calls one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And all this week, I've been talking to Jewish people that are red hot for Jesus, because this is God's moment. There's a short window in the United States of America in which God is going to reveal Messiah to Jewish people, to form the one new man, to have the greatest revival the world has ever seen. Speaking of the greatest revival the world has ever seen, I have on the telephone Alyosha Rabinoff, and Alyosha has been a concert pianist. And lately, he's moved into a new type of music, a new song, and we had him featured at our One New Man celebration. Alyosha, what is the difference between the music you play today and the music you played as a concert pianist?
Well, as a concert pianist, I played music that was written by other composers, and even music that I wrote. But today I also very much just like to plug in into the heavenly realm, and there is a lot of music out there, and just receive it directly. And awesome things happened when I play.
Tell me one awesome thing that happened when you played.
Well, a lot of healings happened. For example, there was a man that received the eyesight a few years ago, just by listening to the music.
Well, speaking about receiving eyesight, Alyosha is one of the testimonies in the new release of my book, They Thought for Themselves. This is a book that God gave me a dream in which he came to me. And he said more Jewish people would come to know him through this book. And of course, I hadn't written a book at that time, than anything I'd ever done. And history proves that this dream was from God, because over 850,000 of these books are in print, distributed mostly to Jewish people, predominantly in the former Soviet Union. So one of the testimonies in the book is Alyosha Rabinoff, and he was born in Kiev in the former Soviet Union. And Alyosha, you were raised as an atheist. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes.
But both your parents were Jewish.
Yes. I was born in a Jewish family. And, of course, in Ukraine, at that time, the religion was prohibited for most people. Almost everybody was atheist. Most Jews were atheists. And even when I was in school and in college, I even had to take a course on atheism, which was required. So I was Jewish ethnically, but spiritually really was nothing, atheist.
And for the sake of because you were Jewish and there was great discrimination against Jews in the former Soviet Union, you wanted to leave and come to the United States, but it wasn't so easy back then, was it?
No, it was very difficult. A lot of people were actually imprisoned, or there were various forms of persecution, like losing your job or being expelled from universities. So when I wanted to leave and I applied, I had a great amount of fear. And this is when I began to think about God, even though I was an atheist. And one interesting thing about atheism, when people ask me, where did you hear about God in the first place? I would say, well, the first people that told me about God were atheists. Because they have to explain to you who doesn't exist. So
your original source was atheism. So you decide, because you're desperate, and I guess that's the reason, that you're going to pray to God. But how does someone that isn't even sure there's a God pray to God?
Well, I didn't really know how to pray, but I just knew nobody could help me in my situation. I just needed to go and see for myself. If there is God, I'll just talk to him. So I actually ended up walking in Kiev. I went to a church. And I've never been in a church before, and this was a Greek Orthodox church. And I was Jewish. I knew, thought I was in the wrong place, but...
Well, why didn't you just go to a synagogue?
Because it was very dangerous for a Jewish person to appear there.
At that time?
At that time, yeah. And it was a lot easier for me just to walk into a church. And I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to find God. So I walked into this church, and there was an image of Yeshua. Now, I just knew a little bit about him, that he was called God of Christians. And I talked to him, and I said, Jesus, I don't know if you're God or not. I don't know anything about God. But if you are, and if you are real, here's a good chance for you to prove that. Make it possible for us to leave this country. And I prayed on the behalf of my family. And after that, I left the church. And maybe a week passed or two, something like that, not too long. And we were called to the immigration office, and we were given permission to immigrate. Just like that.
Did you think that was a coincidence, or did you think God really answered your prayer at that time?
I really battled between thinking it was coincidence or maybe there is God. I just needed some more happenings.
Well, you asked God for a sign. What happened?
That happened quite a bit later after we immigrated already and we came to Chicago and we settled. And, you know, some people began to share with me about the Lord. I actually wanted to know what it meant to be a Jew. And somebody says, you know, I know a very good book on the Jewish history. It's called the Bible. Read this. And I began to read the Bible, and I was learning about God and God of Israel. And I just wanted to know. As a matter of fact, the Bible had a New Testament. And, you know, when I began to read about Yeshua, he happened to be Jewish. I just said, wow, he's not, he doesn't appear to me as Christians. And I thought, you know, he's really Jewish. And he loves the Jewish people. So I just, one morning I was, I woke up and I started to talk to God. And I said, God, if you really exist and if Jesus is really Jewish and Jewish Messiah and my Savior, give me some sign. I didn't know that in the Bible it says a Jew will ask for a sign. So suddenly, and it was dark in the room, very dark. It was before sun came up, early in the morning. Suddenly, a bright light filled the room, and it stood there for some time. And then it left. And I definitely believe it was a sign. I looked outside, and there was no sun yet. So a definite light came into my room.
But that still wasn't enough. And then your sister becomes a believer, has a Bible study in your home. You're at that Bible study one day, and you really weren't even thinking about becoming a believer. But what happened?
I wasn't ready to become a believer, although I've been thinking a lot about what I was learning and my experiences. And the leader of Bible study, who was a Jewish believer, He was teaching, and then suddenly, just out of the blue, he turned to me and he asked me, would you like to accept Jesus as your Messiah, as your Savior? And I was stunned, and I felt I wasn't ready, or I thought I wasn't ready, so I opened my mouth to say no, and to my own surprise, came out yes. So he led me in prayer, and that was the day where I...
And to make a long story short, Alyosha is married to a Jewish believer, and he is a believer now. And when he plays music, like at our One New Man celebration, you can get the DVDs or the CDs from our ministry. Let's hear Alyosha play with the Spirit of God.
Thank you.
I can't urge you enough to get this book. They thought for themselves. It's a now book by God, available for donation of $15 or more. The title, They Thought for Themselves, Shabbat Broadcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, be healed. Be healed, spirit, soul, and body. In Yeshua's name, amen.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself
one new man.
Yivarech Echa Adonai ve'yishmarecha Yair Adonai panav elecha V'chonecha Yisa Adonai Panav elecha Ve'asem lecha
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalutzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime. 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.